In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. So we finally, our preparation for Miracle Pool and Healing Ocean is gradually rounding up, because by this time tomorrow we'll have forgotten that we had the meeting. The only thing that can keep the memory is the testimonies that follows. I like you to please prepare yourself and make sure that you are a full participant of that meeting. A monthly meeting where God meets with people and deliver the captive. So anywhere you are watching from, you are sick, you have any kind of sickness, cancer, mental illness, that whatever the problem is, you cannot walk, you have crutches, you are on the wheelchair, there is a God whom we serve, who is able to meet the demands of all your ailments. So prepare yourself for the Miracle Pool and Healing Ocean for every month, so that you can you follow us on our social media platforms. You will see the links and the information for the meetings. Okay, so tonight, let's turn our Bibles, if you have one, to the book of Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, we'll read from verse 1 through 8, and I'm going to read the book of James as well before we go into tonight's teaching. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he will not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? James chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your laws that war in your members? Ye laws and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can help yourself with a good amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I'm going to be starting. I believe it's going to be a series. So, I'm going to be starting a new series that I titled Unveiling the Mysteries of Prayers.
Ni asale yi a o ma ko awon eko ti a bere eko miran ti a pe akori re ni fifi ijinle adura han.
Unveiling the Mysteries of Prayers.
Fifi ijinle adura
han. We have some times ago in this house we went through a series of teaching that I titled Why Prayers Are Not Answered.
Nigba kan ri ninu leyi na ati la awon epo kan kan ja ti a pe akole re ni be ireti ti adura fi gbigba.
You see, there is something I need you to know this night.
On kan wa ti mo fe ki e mo daju ni asale yi.
I am sure of the future of this ministry.
O da mi loju nipa ojo ola ti ise iranse yi.
In another 4 month time or five now, we'll be turning 4 years of starting Mesotro missions.
Oshu, we may look on Ziba Yi, our Pilduman Tiati Beresian or Shay.
4 years,
sir. Yat Pilduman Tiati Beresian or Shay.
And I am sure of the future of this work.
Ojo Lysian or Shay, sit Otamiloju.
This is our humble beginning. And it's just a matter of time. That's why we are not teaching as if we don't have people. We are not teaching as if we are talking to a few number of men. We are teaching in the form that we know we are preaching and showing deep mysteries to nations of the world that are still coming to listen to us. We teach as if we are addressing a million congregations. It's a matter of time. Millions of people and uncountable nations are going to subscribe to what God is going to be doing in this house. So it will be to your disadvantage when I'm teaching and the word of the Lord is coming to us with power from this altar, when nations are drawn to them and you, that you are an immediate benefactor, take it for granted.
Yo je wi pe oun dara o ma dara re ni agara nigba ti a ba nko awon orilede ti iwo gan to wa joko sibi yi to nko wa ti o ba to wa fi oro na to
mu. I find it difficult to preach on any subject matter I have not experienced.
O soro fun mi lati waasun lori ohun ti emi gan o ti ni iriri.
Please pay a close and a good attention to this series again. It will be a deliverance to somebody. It will be a showering power for somebody. It will be a victory to somebody's battle. It will be an access to attain and achieve whatever is proposed in one's heart. Your life is about to change if you will listen to what God is about to say. It's not a time to chat. It's not a time to reply text. It's not a time to pick call outside. It will be to your disadvantage if you dare distract yourself.
fi okan re si bi yi o ma dara re lagara pupo.
Okay, so let's go for part one of unveiling the mysteries of prayer tonight.
E je ka wa pa kini fifi ile adura han ni asale yi.
I read two different passages deliberately because I want you to see something, probably an ancient mystery that has been kept hidden for long. I want to unveil it. That's why I said unveiling the mysteries of prayers.
Momo ka ese bibeli meji ni lati fi ohun ijile yi ti a ti fi pamọ lati aye lai lai.
Paul the apostle said it has been hidden.
Paul the apostle so pe ati fi pamọ.
He said but it is now unveiled through us.
Bani si yi ati se afihan re fun wa.
Unveiling the mysteries of prayers.
Si ajoloju awon ijile adura.
We are not going to talk about types of prayer in this series. Maybe in next part two or three, I don't know. But tonight, I like you to pay attention to this introductory part of the message. Okay, so in the two passages we read, literally, in literal interpretation, one will have thought that the scriptures contradict itself. No, it actually complements itself.
But ti aba se agbeyewo awon eko meyeji ti aka yi a ma ro wi pe won takura rara o won rora won lowo ni.
In Luke chapter 18, Jesus said men ought always to pray and without fainting.
Iwe Luke ori kejidinlogun o so wi pe awon eniyan o gbodo ma gbadura laisa re.
And the book of James chapter 4 says, ye ask, you continually ask, and you receive not. Will one not think that is contradicting that you are asked to pray, and now you are praying, there's no result?
Iwe Jacob was a wipe, eyin bere nitori pe eyin ko ri gba nitori pe eyin si bere. Awa ma ro wipe awon meye ki takura rara be ko.
You need to pay a good attention so that you will not miss the message. Interesting factor to pay attention to from Jesus' parable about prayer.
O jeun ti o ma ntumo ni lati fiyesi ninu owe Jesu lori adura.
There are two or three passages where Jesus compare the life of an unbeliever to become a role model for the believer in the kingdom. It's very strange, and any time he's talking that way, it's all about how a child of God can exercise a dominion mandate through the wisdom that the unbelievers have tapped into in the realm of the spirit.
To be making that matter, the case I'm say I could do way I'm a peer perehon. No, I like that, but that if you see a perehon,
let me show you. At a point in time, Jesus said there was a servant who his master was about to send away. He said the servant went about to those who are owing the master and he negotiated. The Bible said, so that he can find a house to stay, even if his master send him away. So Jesus was saying, learn from the unbelievers that no matter what it will cost you in life, make sure you find yourself to the kingdom of God. Anything can go. Anything can be wrong. Just don't lose the house where you're supposed to get to, which is your house in heaven.
On Jesus salaye ton salaye fun wa na ni wi pe a le padanu gbogbo ṣugbọn ka ma se padanu ijọba ọrun.
That's the problem. So he picked from the unbelieving. The Bible said the unbelieving servant did not do well. Yet Jesus said, learn from him. Learn. That idea of not minding any other thing than just to make sure that you get to the home, to your kingdom, your father's house. Don't hesitate to do it as long as it is for the goal of the house.
The Bible says, "Pe ale padani unko ṣùgbọ́n ká má ṣe kó yan ohun tí ó ná wa láti dé ìjọba ọ̀run.
Many people can do every other thing to get miracle from God. He's not talking about the miracle part. Many people can do everything, they can follow principles to get prosperity, yet they don't have relationship with God. They can maneuver themselves, manipulate people and get healings, deliverance. Jesus was not addressing that. He said, what matter to me? That you must find every possible means to achieve is to go back home.
Èyàn lè ṣe oríṣiríṣi láti fi rí ohun kan gbà tàbí òmíràn gbà lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run, ṣùgbọ́n tó sọ pé eléyìí kọ́ ló ṣe pàtàkì bí kò ṣe kí o wá bó ṣe dé ìjọba ọ̀run.
You will not miss heaven.
O kò ní pàdánù ọ̀run.
You are not here. I say you won't miss heaven.
Mo ní o ní pàdánù ọ̀run. Àmì.
Number two.
Ẹlẹ́kejì.
Jesus said.
Jesu sọ wípé.
He said, be gentle as a dove, but be wise like the serpent. He said, because the people of this world, they are more smarter, wiser than the people of the kingdom. You have to be smart. I learned in this kingdom that it's not enough to be spiritual. You need to be smart with your spirituality. Smartness must join, or else you will be a Christian who will die in poverty, and the enemy will reign and rule over your life because you are foolish in your comport.
Ninu ijoba yi kin se ka je ni emi nikan sugbon agbodo gbon ki esu ma se.
Everything will work against the believer's prosperity. Everything will work against a believer's health. Everything will work against a believer's well-being. You have to be smart. You have to be wise. Somebody was giving me an update about one of our apostles in the lands, a ministry where he said the Lord asked him not to have branches. And then, so all of a sudden, we saw that he's starting a church in Abuja. And then, but the Lord said he should not start branches. And then, the reason for that was that there was a security issue in the northern part. Of course, we all know that now in the country. So, and that area where he's having a ministry is more, it's like the banditry thing and all the attacks and the kidnapping is happening all over the place. So, with all the connection he has with the security agencies, he has security, SS and all that and all that, they decided and said, you know what, let's be smart. Instead of bringing all the securities here, because of international audience, let's have our spot in Abuja so that our international audience can fly from anywhere they are coming, land in Abuja, worship and fly back. So there was no reason for any traveling by the road. There can never be any kidnapping in the air. So you land, you go back. What is smartness? You must be smart in this kingdom. It's part of God's expectation for your life. That's why I say, if any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask.
Ireti Olorun lati odo wa na ni pe ki a gbon nitori pe a so pe ti enikan ni ba ti o ba nfe imo pe ko bere.
And then number three,
eleketa,
he gave us the parable of a judge who does not fear God, nor regard man. And that's where we are going to start eating this night. Let's pay attention to the parable of this unjust judge, this parable in a nutshell. Number one, we will see that the nature of the judge was mentioned. An unjust judge.
A ri pe ire eyan ti adajo yi je adaruko re pe eni ti ko se dede.
There was a judge.
Adajo kan wa.
This judge was not a believer. He feared not God. Neither respect any man. In the parable. And this judge is the determinant of the outcome of the request of this woman. Please pay attention.
Adájọ́ yìí náà wá ní ọ̀nà tí ó mú àbájáde ìbéèrè obìnrin yìí.
Even though he fear not God,
kò bẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run,
but he has the power to determine an outcome.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní agbára láti sọ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ kan.
Number two.
Ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kejì.
The Bible says in a city.
Pé nínú ìlú kan.
There was a judge.
Adájọ́ kan wà.
So it means there was a city.
Túmọ̀ sí pé ìlú kan ti kọ́kọ́.
That city is a kingdom.
Ìlú náà jẹ́ ìjọba.
Number three.
Ẹlẹ́kẹta.
We saw a woman in the picture, a woman with consistency in asking. In the picture.
Nínú òwe yìí, a tún rí obìnrin kan tí ó ṣe déédé nínú ìbéèrè rẹ̀.
We saw a woman.
A rí obìnrin kan.
Who keep asking?
Tí ó ṣe déédé nínú bíbéèrè.
Okay. And then number four.
Ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kẹrin.
Very interesting.
Eléyìí ó dùn mọ́ ni púpọ̀.
We saw the subject of faith being mentioned.
Ari mata. Pé a dárúkọ ìgbàgbọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
He said, "When the Son of Man shall come, he said, shall he find faith on earth?"
Ibẹ̀ ni sọ pé nígbà tí ọmọ ènìyàn bá wá, ṣé yóò àbá ìgbàgbọ́ láyé bí?
I'm trying to make a case.
One last question.
I thought the message was about consistency.
Olo wi pe ise iranse yi wa lori ise dede.
I thought Luke chapter 18 is talking about a man must continually pray. That's what I thought.
For the question, Bible yi so wi pe ki eniyan ki o ma gbadura nigba gbogbo.
Because Jesus said men ought to always pray without fainting.
Nitori Bible so wi pe ki gbogbo eniyan ma gbadura lai simi lai share.
Please pay attention to me. Why then the subject of faith?
Ki wa ni idi ti oro nipa igbagbo?
He said when the Son of Man come,
nígbà tí ọmọ ènìyàn bá wá,
shall he find faith?
Ǹjẹ́ yóò àgbá ìgbàgbọ́ láyé mọ́?
Shall he find faith?
Tí yóò àgbá ìgbàgbọ́ láyé bí?
Shall he find faith?
Nú ọ̀yà yóò àrí ìgbàgbọ́ bí?
In the earth.
Ní ilẹ̀ ayé.
Oh my goodness. He told us what transpired between the man, the judge, and the woman who needed something.
O so fun wa pe ohun ti o sele laarin eni ati adajo ni ati obirin ti o to nilo nkan kan.
But he wrapped up that story with the subject of faith.
O wa se akotan re pelu igbagbo.
When you I remember those days when we were still in school, and then you write a long whatever you write, I think essay, and then you put summary at the end. The summary can tell about everything you have wrote from all other chapters. All pages, let's say you wrote 10 pages of an essay, the summary of the essay should be able to point to the answer and tell a reader, you know, whatever you have documented in that your essay. The summary of this proverb is if the Son of Man return, verse 8, shall he find faith?
Then you are by Gagolaye B.
You don't read something like that and move away. He summarized a story where he has demanded consistency of prayer. He summarized it with the subject of faith.
It means
that even though he didn't say something about faith in the story, there was something that faith governs in the matter. Am I communicating?
So on you
are. Are you sure? Now let me show you something. What Jesus is saying is this. Even though I ask you to pray without
ceasing,
it is possible to pray your way out of the order of faith into the order of doubt.
I told
you this is going to bring deliverance to many people. Look at James chapter 1. Let's see verse 5 to 8. Look at there is something very interesting. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith. My God. Not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man, look at something, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You said we should ask. Pray. You said we should pray. Without ceasing.
Lies, see me.
You are telling us again in the book of James that person that is going to pray, he should be sure and careful the way he prays, that his prayers must be governed on the principle of faith. It is not governed on the principle of faith. That prayer is going to be governed by the principle of doubt. And the Bible says, anyone who doubts should expect nothing. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Kindly stand up. If kindly should ask me,
you can debab me later.
Now,
listen, ye.
Please help her with 1,000 naira.
We pin job in kin lowo pelu egberun kan naira.
Do you need a special research? A special measure to know that I can give you the 1,000.
Don't you know what you that be more that you were your money from that be more lay from
my down? Is there a need for somebody to say, are you sure that daddy has that kind of money?
1,000 naira.
Thank you.
trying to show you where you are missing prayer.
Mo fe fi han nibi ti a ti padanu adura.
So if can they come this evening and say, Daddy, please, I need 1,000 naira. And I say, okay. She comes 10 p.m. She knocked my gate. Daddy, please, I need 1,000 naira. Tomorrow morning, she comes very early by 6. And knock at my gate. And say,
Daddy,
I need 1,000 naira. What do you think will happen? She will get me offended. I have the money, but she will get me offended. Let me show you what I'm trying to picture. I'm painting something you need to pay attention to. He told us to ask. I mean to pray, not ask, pray. Men ought to pray always. He didn't say men ought to ask always. Please pay attention. If you ask always, you will get me offended. A woman was consistent in her asking of a judge who feared not God. Look at something. Because it was in a city. And that city, there is a pattern that governs that city. The way to get only ask. But we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the city of Mount Zion. A city where deliverance is constant. Holiness is constant. Where the children of God are destined to possess their possessions. I'm trying to make you understand. There was a judge in a city. That's a kingdom. That is a kingdom. In our own kingdom. God, give me. I pray the Lord will give you understanding. Look at the proverb. Very interesting. I have preached on this chapter many, many times. I have had many preachers many, many times. Then the light of the word hit me again. He gave that proverb. The problem was that he was not talking about every city. He didn't talk about our own city. He only mentioned a city. And the city, the power that governs that city is a power that does not recognize God. I love the scripture. Oh my God. He didn't say men ought always to ask. He said men ought always to pray. What we are doing today in the church is we have inculcated the habit of that city. And then we are praying to God who said, don't compare me to that judge. He said, look at your scripture. Go back to that Luke chapter 18. He said, don't compare me with that judge.
Only my shape to me way at that job at that honor. Look,
look at this. He says, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because of this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by a continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith.
And
shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Ashay, Baba, yes.
In a city,
Ninu Ilukan,
there was an unjust judge.
Adajo kan wa,
who determines who lives and who dies.
Ti yo so pe eni ti o wa laye tabi
ti o. Who can fight for people?
Who
can decide not to fight?
To le gbeja eniyan.
This judge was compared to be the ruler of that city.
Adajo yi na ni a so wi pe o na ni nsakoso ilu na.
And Jesus said,
Jesus so wi pe,
if that unjust judge, look at something. Let me break it down to your understanding now. Look at what Jesus said. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust just said. Okay, let me not go to that point first. Look, he said, and he will not for a while. But afterward, within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. Prayer is not troubling God.
Adura ki se pe ki ama ayolorun lenu.
I just told you that if can they come and knock my door 3 times in a day because of 1,000 naira, even though I'm more than the money, she's troubling me already.
See,
I won't give her.
Most of them are waiting. Can the power come left? Lori 1,000 naira. Let me tell you, ma. You to report to me.
Are you listening to me?
She ain't got me.
Oh, you are not here.
Up on your zimbi.
Shall I land up?
Checking.
Let me go and preach it somewhere else. Jesus said,
Jesus saw we pay.
The reason why that judge responded to that woman is because she troubled him.
Are
you supposed to trouble God in prayer? No, sir. It's not scriptural. That's why in this kingdom, when we define prayer, we define it as a communication line between God and man. It's not just asking. The word prayer is more than asking. I had a sermon by Bishop Oyedepo some years ago.
Mo gbo eko Baba Oyedepo ni odun melo kan seyin.
He said he traveled out to preach.
Well,
he said, so one of his, the person he went to minister to told him, he said, ah, David, your mouth does not, you don't close your mouth at all. He said, because within 60 minutes, I have noticed you say, thank you, Jesus, 60 times.
But so, Jesus. Le a daughter.
Oh, God. Are you listening? If a man can say thank you, Jesus, 60 times within 60 minutes. Are you listening to me? It means that that man is praying every minute. What you are calling prayer is asking. No, Jesus is not talking about asking yet. Prayer is you staying connected in connection to him.
Prayer
Let me tell you something. We have wearied God.
I just
with
keep
asking. The Bible says, A Pharisee went to pray.
A Pharisee can log badura.
And a publican also went to pray. You know what happened? The Pharisee got to the place of prayer. He said, Lord, well, I thank you because I am not like those other people. Well, I fast at least twice in a week. I pay my tithe. I'm a very good person. I'm not like those other unbelievers. Jesus said the other guy. He said, he knelt down. And he said, Lord, I can't even look at your face. Have mercy on me. The Bible says,
even if so,
this tax collector went back home justified. But this one who was counting, he paid tithe, he fasted, he did this. The Bible says he was not justified because he thought. Look at what the Bible says, very interesting. He's still in Luke chapter 18 from verse 9. He said he thought he would be hard because of his much speaking. I wish we were together. I wish you understanding me. Are you getting me? If you are getting me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are getting me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So in a city there was a judge. There was a woman with a consistent request.
As near opening contemporary sha.
And Jesus says,
this is what we pray.
When I come, shall I find faith on earth? The earth dear.
It's
making me feel suspicious.
Come,
my brother. Come on. This man has decided to ask of me. So please. Help him with dinner tonight. And I said, okay.
Moses onpe oda o. Won fun lo.
Because many things we are asking from God, it is already written in the Bible where he promised to answer.
E nitori opopolopo won ti an bere lowo Olorun ati cosmo Bible wi pe Oluwa ti se ni ri wi pe ohun o da wa lohun.
Are you listening to me?
Se ngo wa.
Are you with me?
Se wa pelu mi.
Okay. So while this man is here,
nigba ti arakunrin yi wa nbi yi,
I'm trying to go down here. Then he called me again. Please, can you help me with the dinner? And you know I feed thousands of people. Maybe we kill 2 cows in my house a day. And then he called me again when I sat down. I said, sir, can you... You will get what I'm trying to say. So Jesus said,
this is what we pray.
If I come to actually come and give this man dinner, the way he's asking me, is he even sure that I can give him? Can I find you are not here with me. Can I find faith in the earth, this earth, this man that was formed from the dust? Can I find faith inside of him that he actually believed that I have the power to supply?
Oh my God.
If I give this man check, will he not even doubt me on his way to the bank?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you cook at home, and in the process of cooking, you say, we have Linda, we have Godwin, we have Grace in the house. So make five cup of rice so that four of us can eat. Even as small as Linda is, do you think it makes sense for Linda to come and meet you, Mama, five times and say, Mama, will you cook my food with the food? Mama, will you cook my food with the food? Mama, are you sure my food is inside the food? What will you feel if Linda should do that five times before the end of the
day?
That is the problem today in the body of Christ, in the church. We keep asking God as if we don't have faith in Him. James chapter 1 says, let ye that ask, let him ask, and let him not doubt. It means that in this kingdom, anything that falls into the category of asking, you don't need to ask twice. You ask twice, you have doubt.
Are you
listening to me? So if I continually asking God, long life. You have to give me long life.
Oh,
give me long life. It means I am doubting.
None of you will die before your time.
I say
none of you will die before your time. You know, interestingly, that should not be a prayer.
Oye ko je adura.
But because we have prayed our way, you see, that's what I'm telling you, that it is possible to pray your way out of faith into doubt.
O se se ki o gbadura kuro ninu igbagbo ko wonu iye meji lo.
Why are you saying amen? Because I say you will not die before your time. The one who made you, has put it in the scripture that you will fulfill your days. Are you here with me? He has promised that you will fulfill your days. He said, I will no longer be angry with you. Look at something, though. Even in the fallen state of a man, God said, his days shall be 120. Even in his fallen state.
Ninu ipo isubu eniyan. Bible is always pe ojo ri re yoko.
The Bible says,
the bell is always pay.
By his stripes we are healed. By
ignore ni amu alarada.
I want you to see why you keep falling sick. I want you to see why you keep becoming poor. By his stripes we are healed. And yet you are still shouting. Oh God, heal me. Oh God, heal me. In the morning, in the night. Every day. Let me show you something. When we go for crusade, and then we preach, When it's time for the miraculous, we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone who is here. That you have brought. So, you spirit of infirmity, that is not your place. Their body is the temple. It's not a prayer. This body is a temple of the living God.
Temple the Lord Allah in Agwara.
So you sickness, you have to go now.
Where you are, son, only at the jade. Bye, bye, bye.
I remember the last one we went to. Blind eyes open.
More not today. They are looking in.
People who could not walk,
I want to
see the damage that the devil has done to the earth. When the power of the Lord came upon the woman, she started jumping like this. And then started walking normal. I don't do that prayer three times.
It's once.
Why?
I
want to stay in faith in the prayer. Let him ask. And not doubt. If he doubts, the Bible said, let him expect nothing from the Lord.
That's your door, Lord.
Bless you. Thank you. I hope we're together.
Moro,
we are still together.
We're okay.
So, let me press further now. We must understand when to ask and when to cry. Listen, prayer consists of two things. Asking, crying. You must know what to ask for and what to cry for. If you follow the scripture in the book of Exodus chapter
3,
God told Moses, come and go back to Egypt and deliver them, because their cry has come to me. Listen to me. Their cry. Why is the cry of the children of Israel start coming to God at 430 years of captivity? Pay attention.
He said, my God.
I'm trying to help you here. If you can listen to me tonight, I'm telling you, this is the deliverance you have been seeking for all your life. You must understand the component of prayer. There is the asking part. There is the crying part. The problem we are having today is that many of us are crying when we are supposed to be asking, and we are asking when we are supposed to be crying. Listen. What you are supposed to ask, Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 18, don't cry, because when you cry, you will have prayed your way outside faith.
Please,
I beg in the name of God. If you are not going to listen to me again, don't miss tonight.
The proverb in Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
Owe ninu owe Luke ori kejidilogun ese kini ni.
He didn't say men ought to always ask. No sir. No sir. He said men ought always to pray. He didn't say ask.
O so pe bere oni gadura.
Once your asking become repetitive.
Nigbati ibere re to ba di lemo lemo.
I don't know how I'm feeling. Verse 9 upward, the Bible says that Pharisee thought he would be hard because of much speaking. Asking is not to be repeated.
Bibere kon so nti a ma to ye ka ma tu bere.
Shout hallelujah if you are here with me.
Hallelujah.
You are not here, you see? Shout okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama, do you understand me?
So you can go down, so you, Mama.
Kind of, do you understand? I've been reading this scripture all my life.
Men
ought always to pray. He didn't say men ought always to ask. So that's why I picked the book of James for you, James chapter 4. That the Bible make it clear. No. James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. He said, anyone who asks should not doubt. Let me tell you something. Maybe I should bring it to your own. I don't know. Maybe something related to you now. My brother that I brought out the other day. What do you want? What's your need now? Tell me your need. If you have like three, it's okay. Just mention quickly. Admission. Financial stability. Those are the two you want. Okay. Thank you, sir. Admission, finances, admission.
It is not. Okay. To airport. So tomorrow.
It is. How long have you been praying for this admission thing?
The email of that team, that you got around.
Sir. Last year.
That's
so practically every meeting you have opportunity to go, you ask God, this is what I'm asking for. Abi? Okay. Okay. Let me find another one. I'm going to merge the two. Yawo, what's your need?
Kilo on ti ohun reti lati odo Olorun. Kilo fe lati odo wo, lati odo Olorun.
Yes. Money. Huh.
Sorry.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus? Okay, because of our time. Do you know that there was a provision already in the scripture for the two needs of his life? Number one, he said admission. That admission is another territory, is that correct? Follow me. Is it another territory? Oh, you are not answering. Is it another kingdom? Is it another territory?
Okay.
Where? Which city? Tell me which state, which university? Futa. So that's Akure. Okay. So it's not in Elisha.
It's in Elisha.
You have been crying over what you are supposed to ask.
o tin ke lori ohun to ye ki o bere fun.
And because you are crying over admission and not asking,
nitori pe o nke lori eto igbanisile we giga o je ko bere,
you have asked to the point of faith and you have asked beyond faith into doubt. That's why your admission has not come. I can prove it to you.
O ti bere de bi pele ti igbagbo o su ti wa bere tayo igbagbo to ti wonu iye meji.
Because now all your prayer point is God, admission and money.
O ti tumo si gbogbo ebi adura re oluwa ile iwe ati owo.
Let him that ask, James chapter 1 verse 6, 7, 8. Let him that ask, doubt not. If you doubt, the Bible says you will receive nothing of the Lord. I wish I'm preaching to somebody in this house. So what is, you know, I'm talking about the word of the Lord the other time. That the thing you are asking, do you have his yes over the matter? I'm not saying prophecy. I'm not saying you dream, you saw yourself in university. Is there a provision for your need in the scripture? That's a yes. Let him that ask, doubt not. Because anyone who doubts can receive nothing. Let me show you. The Bible says to Joshua, wherever the soul of your feet shall tread upon, I have given you. Let me ask you, sir. Have you been to Futa? Since you are looking for the admission, have you been there?
So
when you got there, what did you do? That's my question, sir. You went there to inspect Futa. You were supposed to step on Futa. And say, the Bible says, wherever the soul of my feet shall tread, I got my admission. You will look stupid, but that's the solution to your problem. Because what you are asking for is territory. 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 Agbegbe. Look at something, sir. Psalm 2 verse 8. It didn't say cry to me for a nation. I'm telling you, you have cried your way out of faith into doubt. That's why you are still discipling. I know this message may take time for some people to process, but I know you have been in the religious circle of a kind of way of life. I'm trying to show you the very Zoe life of God. I'm showing you light, the mystery that has been hidden for long. And I'm going to be proving a lot of powerful mysteries in part two of this message to you. You see, if I'm preaching this and I don't have the results, then you can say it's just talking. But we have results to show you. Psalm 2 verse 8 says, ask of me, and I will give you the earth as your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. He didn't say cry.
He
didn't say cry.
He said ask.
So when it comes to territory, what am I supposed to do? First, whenever the soul of my feet shall tread upon, then go there. You are looking for a land. You don't have money to buy, right?
Oh, no.
Have you found the land you like? Have you taken a journey here? Listen to the scripture.
Won't see you with me, master.
He didn't say, wherever the soul of your foot shall tread upon, I will give you. He didn't say, I will. He said, I have given you. Wherever. So, the provision was ahead of the vision. He said, wherever the soul of your foot shall tread upon, I have. So, what will hinder that thing from producing is when your soul, the soul of your foot, have refused to tread there. Read your Bible, Joshua chapter 1. Maybe verse 4 is there. Look for it. Is there? Karamakusha brakata kata.
Reka pakasina ya kasa roba.
God bless me. Give me money for admission. Provide for admission. You are crying for financial stability for admission. It's not scriptural. Read your Bible. Genesis to Revelation. There was never a place the Bible asked you to pray for money. It's error. That's why money will never come. It is a man ought to ask
always.
Always pray. Pray. Not ask. Pray. When it comes to asking, he told you in Matthew 7 verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given. There was no any other condition attached. If you ask, the next thing you are expected to do is to receive. But religion has reconfigured our brain. I won't interpret. Let me, I'll stop soon. You must understand what you need to ask. You must understand what you need to cry over. So I was mentioning the other time that why did God wait for 430 years before the deliverance of the Israelites in Egypt? Why?
It
means that it means that when you find yourself in the captivity of the enemy, you don't ask for deliverance. You cry for deliverance. And God was waiting on the children of
Israel.
Look at something. Moses went to assist one of them. Look at their statement. Who made you? It means they didn't ask for you. We don't need a deliverer. You are not here with me. The Bible said the more they put trouble and task upon them, the more they multiply and they grow more. So deliverance was not an issue to them.
Then.
It was God that told us the secret of their deliverance. It was not Moses' passion. It is not their asking. The matter has left the level of asking. It has, because it's something that has to do with the captivity of the enemy. When you notice captivity of the enemy in your life, don't ask for breakthrough. Cry for
it.
He said, I've seen the affliction. So, the affliction was not seen by God until the cry of the people came to God. There are things the Bible says, don't worry yourself about it, because your heavenly Father knows your need.
You don't need
to cry over everything.
It's
unwise of you. You don't need to ask for everything. Jesus
said,
on the subject of food, on the subject of clothes, on the subject of drink, he said, your heavenly Father knows it, that you need this. So what
if
you are not getting right? Paul did not ask for deliverance from the bondage of flesh. Paul was suffering from lust.
Paul own life
in chapter 7
ni esek orikeje
Romans, he cried, he said, who shall deliver me
okay
from this flesh of death?
Oni tani o agba mi lowo eran ara iku yi.
He knew. You don't ask for deliverance from that kind of thing.
You
cry. Let me show you. In Luke chapter 4. James chapter 4.
Jacob.
Look. Please pay attention to the words. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Look, please pay attention. War, fighting, come among you. Come there not hence, even your lust that war in your members? Listen, ye lust and ye have not, ye kill and ye desire to have. We are killing things so that we can have. Whatever we die, we are killing things so that we can have. The Bible says, keep killing, you will still not have. Look at it. And cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Yet ye have not. Ah, why is he bringing fighting and war to having? It means we have been changing the strategy of our prayer. It means we were warring to have instead of asking to have. We are supposed to war to conquer. We are not supposed to war to have. Are you paying attention? So in our oh goodness. He said, that's ye. He said, because ye ask not. You are warring. You are fighting when you are supposed to ask. He said, ye ask. You did not receive. You know why? He said, because you have become an adulterer and adulteress. It means you have attached yourself to that city where that unjust judge was. His pattern of doing things is the pattern you are adopting. In this kingdom, you must ask. When you ask, number one, identify the need. When you know the need, what principle governs it? Is he asking or crying? Anyone that falls under asking, if you cry, you are wasting because you have doubt. Asking is mentioning. I don't know when last I asked God bring financial breakthrough for me to
see that family.
I was sharing with my wife yesterday. I was saying we have this budget, and we are planning to go for mission work. As I'm talking to you now, we have billions of dollars in our account. And this is month end. And let me tell you something. What we have in our balance cannot take care of our immediate need. We can't even pay the staffs and the people that God has put around us to bless. We can't. But you know what? I will never cry over finances. He has been carrying the budget every month. When I feel pressed or pressured, I know that the devil is trying to make me change the pattern. To make God unjust judge. So I will not answer him. The best I can do is to say, Lord, thank you. The budget for this month to help us to carry in Jesus' name I pray. I move on. If I cry, it means I doubt. I'm so stupid to forget everything he did in the previous month. Don't adopt the kingdom of the world's pattern of prayer. He told you that proverb in Luke chapter 18, but he didn't say you should follow it. No. Because God will not put himself in the position of unjust judge. And the woman, the woman said, she continued asking him, and the judge now replied, saying, because she troubled me. Your prayer is not trouble now. Oh, I can't wait for part two of this message, because time is not on our side tonight. Men ought always to pray. Not men ought always to ask. How will you feel if somebody keep asking you for money every day in the street? Ebon, Ashiri, Kimuri breakfast, man. Ebomi, Papa, Urito Walilo Majadi, Kimuri Dinambe, Ebomi, Ulenugo, Inyani Woi, Oyatasan, when you don't go. Ebon, the Elba could your feminine go to Bamumbe, who get there, Abami Wapa. Even if you have millions, how will you feel? Did you see how we are insulting God and troubling him and displaying our unbelief all the time after he has told us? That
when
I, your Father who is in heaven, knows your need before you ask. I have a lot of things to say, so I'll just come here. So, eventually, what has happened is that this faces I'm looking at here, how many of you tonight have a new understanding of prayer?
Hello, no one new ye adura ya tosi bi ase ni tele ni asale yi.
How many of us?
Let me see.
So let me tell you what has happened.
Again, so fun ohun to ti sele.
It means that God has not answered any of your prayer in the past.
Otu mo si pe Olorun o ti dahun adura re ni igba teyin wa.
He just pity you.
O ko boju anu fun ru o ni.
So that you not trouble him again.
But your ma se yo un lenu mo.
So you are in the position of that woman.
O wa ni ipele ti arabirin.
You keep disturbing him. So many of our prayers are not answered. It is the time invested that was rewarded. Because we had not followed the pattern of the kingdom. From tonight, learn how to pray. That's why I told you the title of this series we started today. Next week is going to be on fire. From tonight,
láti àṣẹlẹ yìí lọ.
Let me ask you something.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n bèrè nǹkan kan lọ́wọ́.
Are you looking for a house?
Ṣé o ń wá ilé bí?
Why are you crying for a house?
Àbí o ń kígbe nítorí ilé?
When God built, there is no single bed that God is not giving a house to. Why are you crying?
Kò sí ẹyẹ ojú ọ̀run tí Ọlọ́run kò fún nílé.
Why are you crying to have a house? The Bible says, ask, you are crying. This night, you get home. Father, thank you. You have said we should be fruitful and multiply. Thank you for Gideon that I'm giving back to. Give me one Gideon. Give me two Deborah. You. Ask.
You will be here.
And never ever fast about it.
Imagine
when you
doubt.
Fast, you have doubt.
What do you say, Meji?
You repeat it on the mountain, you have doubt.
What do you say, Meji?
Did the Bible say, I will bless the works of your hand? Why are you praying, oh God, do this business must prosper? Every new prayer you pray over the one you pray last is a picture of your doubt. God will never respond. Part two of this message, I'm going to unleash a mystery that if you begin to follow immediately, you will begin to see results in your life. You know, we have done things worth of millions of naira. In this ministry, millions. Without sweat. Without special prayer. We bought 10 acres of land in this church. We didn't take one naira offering inside the church. No special
thing.
What do you think is working? All I need to do is to get to the land. Is this the land? They say yes.
But
you know what I was doing? Just give me the opportunity to step on the land. It's taken. I'm telling you. Learn when to ask. Learn when to cry. Rise up on your feet. I have a lot of things to say. But if I start, it will take time. How many of you are blessed tonight? So glorious in your name. You are glorious. So glorious in your name. You are wonderful. So wonderful in your name. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, so wonderful in your way. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, you are glorious, hey, so glorious in your way. You are wonderful, you are wonderful, so wonderful in your way. Yahweh,
Begin to pray in tongues. Ela bakara bakaba koko kosediata. Ela bakura bakatakara makashande levosh. So gloria Signore. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Vaya bakatakara.
Eshata paraya. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. Ela bakada balaga de zeli balaga de malaga. Uli gele gele de makosho brekete. Epata praka kaka sada. Ele brokosho brekete gele 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 makosho ya tabaya. Praka kasho kabele gele balaga da. Ina mokora bakaba. E brokosho brekete gele 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 gele. So we do not know how. Jesus said we should pray day and night. We found another scripture that now says we don't know how.
So we pay up for beating.
So what are we doing?
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.